Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Mary Young watched Kirk Bradley's face as he read the letter Nancy Wayne had left for him when she disappeared from the Youngs' house a short while ago. He seemed to grow older as he read that Nancy felt she would only be breaking the bond between father and son if she and Kirk were to marry. And nothing she had to offer could compensate for the loss of the boy. But when Nancy left, she didn't know that Sam Young had been able to reason with Biff to show him why he was wrong in opposing his father's happiness. Kurt and Sam Young rushed out of the house in the hope of being able to stop Nancy before she could catch a train for Chicago. Biff and Mrs. Young are in the living room of the Young's house now, anxiously awaiting word.
But I don't see why they don't come back, Mrs. Young, if they found out she's taken a train. Well, there's nothing they can do tonight. There's no place they can go unless they drive all the way to Franklin to try to catch an express.
Well, I don't think they'd hesitate a minute to drive to Franklin. Biff, you know, I'm almost afraid to have him come back.
Why?
I'm afraid to see Kurt if Nancy Wayne is gone, if he hasn't been able to catch her.
Oh, he can take the morning train, can't he? He can go to Chicago the first thing. Well, there's nothing to stop him from doing that.
No, there's nothing to stop him from doing that. Well, I think I'll go make some coffee. They may want some good, strong coffee when they come in. I'm sure your father will.
Do you mind if I come out to the kitchen with you, Mrs. Young, while you make the coffee?
Oh, of course not, Biff. Come along.
Nobody could feel worse than I do.
I know.
I wouldn't care if it were daylight and you could do something, but this waiting. Oh, gee, Mrs. Young, waiting around's a terrible thing, isn't it?
Yes, Biff. One of the most terrible things any human being can go through.
Yeah. I never thought about it before, but... Well, it doesn't seem so bad if you can tear out and go through a lot of motions, you know?
But you can't always. There are times when you just have to wait with your hands folded to see what's going to happen.
Nothing can be as bad as waiting for my father to come back. I want him, and yet I don't want him, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I think I do.
Have you ever waited like this for something to happen, Mrs. Young, without being able to do anything about it?
Oh, yes, I have. When? Well, the time Pepper almost lost his eyesight, before we knew what was going to happen. I just had to sit and wait. I'd have given all I had in the world to have been able to do something for him. To have been able to do anything, but just stand by.
I guess that was tough, all right.
Very tough. And there have been lots of other times, too. When my husband's been sick. And that time your father went away, we didn't know what had become of him.
Yeah, I remember that, all right. Boy, that was something, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, Biff, go look in the refrigerator, see if there's anything you want there.
Oh, I don't want anything. I couldn't touch a speck of food on that sunk.
There's some cheese. I'll make you a cheese sandwich.
Oh, no, huh? Thanks, Mrs. Young. I don't think I could swallow anything. I've got such a lump in my throat. Oh, it's awful when something happens and you're the one to blame for it and you can't shove it off on somebody else. When you've got to take the rap yourself.
Yes, that isn't easy. And if it weren't that this is so hard on your father and on Miss Wayne, too, I'm afraid I'd be a little glad you have had to suffer.
Well, why do you say that, Mrs. Young?
Well, because it doesn't do you any harm, dear. You can understand better how they feel then. You can understand a lot of things that you never understood till you've gone through them yourself. See, that's why people who haven't had much experience in life are the most intolerant.
Well, you mean like I was tonight? Before all this happened?
Mm-hmm. Once you've known great joys and great sorrows, once you've reached the heights as well as the depths, you don't feel so harsh toward other people. You can't. Because you felt the same way they do at one time or another. So you don't blame them. You just try to understand them.
Yeah, I get you. Oh, boy, can I understand things now.
Well, here's a cheese sandwich, and I'll get you a glass of milk.
I feel like a heel sitting here eating. But it sure does look good.
Of course it does, Biff. And you're tired out, too. You've been under a big emotional strain yourself, you know.
Yeah, I feel kind of tired at that. I feel scared, too, inside of me. I don't like to think about how scared I am.
Well, maybe everything will work out all right, so don't worry anymore about it. Drink your glass of milk and eat your sandwich, and then look, go lie down on the couch in the living room. When your father gets back here with Nancy, as I hope he will, maybe we'll all be able to talk things over and clear them up once and for all.
Oh, I sure hope so. Did you hear that, Mrs. Young?
Hmm?
Well, somebody just came in the front door.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Mary, it's us.
Who's there?
Kurt and I.
And Miss Wayne?
No, we didn't find Miss Wayne.
Oh, Mrs. Young, what'll I do?
Oh, there's nothing you can do, Biff. Not a thing. There's nothing anybody can do.
There's no place else to look tonight.
Kurt, come sit down. You're as white as a sheet.
Oh, I'm all right.
Oh, gee, Dad, I don't know what to say.
Well, there's nothing anybody can say.
There was a train at 1:30.
Yes, we know.
She may have taken that. There's nothing else till morning.
Yes, but how could she have got there? To the station, I mean.
Well, she may have got a lift, could it? We don't know.
She might be somewhere else in Elmwood. We tried the Mansion House, but she wasn't registered there.
Oh, but she'll go back to Chicago, Dad, don't you think so? Oh, she's bound to go back there.
I don't know, Biff.
Well, I know you're both going to have a cup of strong coffee. That's what I know.
I smelled it the minute we came through the door. Mary, you think of everything.
No, I don't, dear. If I did, I'd have known how to prevent all this.
Well, how could you prevent her going away, Mary, if she wanted to go?
Kurt, I should have foreseen it. I was stupid. It just never occurred to me. I should have stayed close to her. I shouldn't have let her out of my sight.
If I only knew where she was, if I only knew what she was doing.
Well, she probably caught that train somehow or other.
Well, if we could only wire to make sure. But it's only a local train. I don't suppose there's any way of checking up on who's on board or anything about it.
What are you going to do, Dad?
Well, I'm going to leave on the first train in the morning. I'm going to take it for granted that she's going back to Chicago. I agree with you. I think that's what she'd do.
I wish you'd take me with you, Dad, so that I could tell Miss Wayne when you find her again that it's all my fault.
No, I'm going to see her alone first. I've got to, Biff.
But, Dad, you don't know how I feel. I feel awful. I tell you, I'd feel a lot better if you took me along and let me just say something, but let me help a little after the way I've messed everything up.
If I find her, if I persuade her to listen to me, there'll be time enough for you to come on, Biff, and say anything you like.
But she's got to listen to you. She will, too, if she knows everything's okay by me. Well, you think she will yourself, don't you, Dad?
I've got to think so, Biff. It's all I have to go on.
Gee, Dad, I've grown up a lot tonight. I see everything differently now. I just can't tell you how sorry I am.
I know, Biff. I know you are.
Well, now, there's no use talking anymore tonight. There's nothing any of us can do. Biff, dear, you run along to bed.
Yeah, I guess I'd better. I don't add anything. I guess just seeing me around makes you feel bad, doesn't it, Dad?
Oh, of course not, Biff. I blame myself just as much as I blame you. We all made a botch of this thing. We've all been stupid about it.
Oh, Dad, when you talk like that, it makes me feel worse than ever. I'd much rather have you light into me and tell me how I spoiled everything for you and that you'll never forgive me than have you so darn decent about it. Oh, Dad, please don't be so decent to me. I just can't take it.
Oh, Biff, you run along to bed. I'll see you in the morning before I go.
Okay. Homie, you won't be off me for life, will you? If anything happens, if she doesn't make up with you, you won't be off me for life.
No. No, Biff. Good night.
Good night, Dad.
Well, I'll drive you to the train in the morning, Kurt. You're going to catch the 7:10, I suppose.
Yes.
Finish your coffee, Sam. Both of you are going to get some sleep now.
Oh, I've got to. My eyes won't stay open any longer. How about you, Kurt?
I don't feel sleepy.
Oh. Well, I'll just go down, lie down for a while. I'll wake up in plenty of time to get you the train.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks a lot.
Well, what about you, Mary?
Well, I'll be along in a minute, dear, just as soon as I clean up these few things.
All right.
Mary?
Hmm?
What am I going to do? I can't live without her. I know it sounds crazy to talk like this, Mary, but I can't live without her, that's all.
Well, now, Kurt, you won't have to. I think everything is going to be all right.
No, you don't. You don't think that for a minute. Mary, if I can't make her see that she's got to marry me, that she's got to be my wife, I don't want to go on, that's all.
And so Mrs. Young, alone with Mr. Bradley, sees the depths of his despair, and for once she can hold out no particular comfort. And now a message from our sponsor. Tomorrow, Mr. Brewster tells the Youngs of some future plans for the Retarded Children Project. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.